Welcome to the Exposé Podcast. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Molly.
And we're just a couple of goofy gals here to tell you about topics and get down to the real nitty-gritty of it all.
We are here to help you navigate through the confusing ins and outs of hot topics and get down to the truth.
Oh, yeah. Stay tuned and listen to our next topic.
Thanks for listening to the Exposé.
Hey everyone, it's Angelica from A Little Bit of Everything With Me podcast, and you're listening to Rachel and Molly on the Exposé podcast. Enjoy the show.
Everyone,
welcome to another episode.
We are here today using our webcams to talk.
Yes.
And that might be problematic, and that's something we'll get into later. But I'm ready for nicer weather to happen. I'm on my porch, like wrapped in a blanket, like wishing that it was warmer.
A little bit warmer. Yeah. I have my windows open right now, also hoping that it just gets warmer. Tomorrow's supposed to be nice.
Yeah, I'm hoping, I don't know, I do this thing called Step Bet, or I did like a couple years ago, where you like put money into a pool essentially on this app, and you're like betting on yourself that you're going to take a certain number of steps every day.
Oh, and I remember you telling me about that.
Yeah, so I started that up again because I was like, oh, we're going to start walking the dog. And I actually did like make money on it last time because I like kept up doing my steps, and each time I think it sounds expensive, but I paid $40 to be in the Step Bet, and usually I would get like $15 back if I won. So like people that there's probably like 1500 people in the Step Bet, and then people that don't get their steps get kicked out, but they lose their money essentially. So it goes in the pool. So like at the end, everybody splits the pool. So anyway, this was the warm-up week, and I did real bad. I think I got my steps today, but I did go on a walk, and I did a bunch of other, like, things that involved walking. So the rest of the week, though, I think I had, like, 3,000 steps a day. So it wasn't very good.
But yeah, I think the weather's, it all depends on that, really.
Yeah, well, you can't go, like, to the store. I mean, I could get on our janky treadmill that we have on our porch, I guess. Maybe I'll do that.
Okay, well.
Yeah, follow us on all of the above. Facebook, Exposé Podcast. Twitter, @ The Expose Pod. Just type in Exposé Podcast. Instagram, This Is Our Podcast with underscores. And of course, our website, TheExposePod.com. It's hard because they're all like, I feel like they had to be slightly different. Yeah. So I sometimes forget, but you can search us by The Exposé Podcast.
Well, Molly, I have a question for you about today's topic. Do you feel like your phone is listening to you?
Well, sometimes I have definitely felt like that. Whether or not I believe it's true, I kind of doubt it, but I've definitely had some weird coincidences come up.
Okay. Can you tell us a story?
Well, the one that sticks out in my mind for some reason is the same one I put on when you shared our post on Facebook. Is because it's just a weird thing. So I guess one day at work, don't ask me why, but I was talking about Juggalos to people for some reason.
Can you tell us what Juggalos are?
Juggalos are hardcore fans of the Insane Clown Posse, and it is a way of life. And they drink Faygo soda, and Yeah, they're kind of, they're just interesting people, I guess. Mm-hmm. Google it. If you Google it, you'll probably find that you find Facebook ads, because that's what happened to me. Was I was talking about it. I had not Googled anything. And then like within a half an hour, I saw a Facebook ad for some type of event or something like that for Juggalos on Facebook. And it was just really weird because I was like, I didn't Google anything. I was literally talking about this. Mm-hmm. However, it's not like I have a totally clean history when it comes to Juggalos, because I have Googled them in the past, but it had been like 6 months to a year before this. So, and I have watched a documentary on YouTube, I believe, about Juggalos. I like to explore countercultures, okay? But anyway, so, I mean, I suppose that Google or Facebook could have known that I had had an interest in Juggalos in the past and randomly came up with that the same day that I happened to talk about Juggalos for the first time in like 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Or they could be listening to me.
Or that.
That's maybe even the simplest answer. I don't know.
Yeah.
Do you have any stories like that?
I really don't. Nothing like sticks out in my mind of me being creeped out by my phone, mm-hmm. I guess. Maybe I'm just a little more boring. I think a lot of things make sense. I feel like I'm always in like the target market of anyone, like mid-20s, girl. I like makeup. I like dogs. I don't know. I like working out. So it's just like all of those like really basic things that always get marketed.
So basic.
Yeah, for real.
No, it's okay. And those things, I mean, I get all that stuff too. So don't think that I'm any less boring. I mean, look at my scrunchie that I just got.
Louis Vuitton?
Yeah. It's real? From China. But.
Oh.
Anyway. But yeah, I think it is when you see that weird thing that isn't maybe necessarily a normal topic that comes up, then you're kind of like, what the heck? Whether or not they're listening to you, I guess, is something that we're going to try to uncover in this episode. So yeah. I just want to start out by saying that about 43% of Americans believe, and when I say believe, they're like, yes, they're very convinced, like they hardcore believe that mobile devices are secretly recording them. Are you in that 43%, Rachel?
No, I don't think they listen to me.
Okay. Did you before we did research for this?
I was a little bit on the fence. Part of me wanted to believe that they do, just to be like, yes, they do. Everyone needs to like turn off their microphones on their phone and deactivate all of that stuff. But like after doing the research on this, I'm like, I don't think so.
Yeah, I was the same. I could believe it, I guess you could say. Like, I wouldn't have been surprised to hear it, but after the research, I feel like it's probably pretty unlikely.
Well, I do know that Mark Zuckerberg has said that they're not listening to you.
Okay.
He had that court case with the Supreme Court. Does that sound wrong?
I feel like I remember him being on TV
mm-hmm.
in the last year.
I have no clue what it was about. I know it was about their terms and conditions and people thinking that they were data mining and all of that stuff. But he went on saying that they don't. And then the CEO of Instagram also said that they don't. But then I came across the statistic that 80% of people skip the terms and conditions. Mm-hmm. Molly, are you one of those people?
Yes, guilty.
Same. And then the 20% of people who do read the terms and conditions in this study, they were quizzed afterwards, and 0% of the people were correct on the terms and conditions, like the clauses and conditions in it.
Cool.
No one got it right. No one could remember.
I think it's not even just like Facebook and Instagram. It's like all of these apps that you download on your phone. A lot of the times, like just like even games, like I don't know why the game needs access to my, it's always asking like, can it access your camera? Can it access your, you know, whatever, your phone portion of your phone? And I'm always like, yeah, sure, whatever. Just get me to the game or get me to the app or whatever. I don't really pay attention And I definitely don't read the terms and agreement thing.
Yes. Well, I watched this YouTube video and it was like a news segment. And this news anchor, she was saying that she downloaded the app. It's called Perfect 365. It's like a makeup app. It just puts a filter on your face of makeup and that's it.
Okay.
But this app is known to track your movements while the app is still open. So it like tracks it all the way down to your like your coordinates, like your latitude and longitude. Mm-hmm. And like it kind of creeped me out that something like a makeup app would want to do that. But I guess what this app did was like they sold that information to other companies who may be wanting to target your location to show you what's in your area for you to buy their stuff.
Yeah. And another example I saw that wasn't necessarily like recording you, your voice, but they use the example of a food takeout app, some type of ordering app. I don't think it was like, what is it called? DoorDash. Yeah. I don't think it was that one, but it's something like DoorDash. And it was taking, even if it was running in the background, it was taking screenshots of your screen. So and that was in the permissions. Like people gave them permission to do that just because nobody reads the terms and conditions. That was kind of freaky to me just to be like, okay, they could take a screenshot of my screen if I have it, if I don't like close out of this app, it could do it at any time.
That's actually kind of scary. I recently saw a video about TikTok. So get this. TikTok is I don't want to butcher how this is said, but TikTok is a company founded somewhere in China, and some people on the official board of TikTok, like the owners of it, belong to like the Chinese communism. Does that sound right?
Well, China is a communist country, so...
Okay. That's so it's feasible. Like along the lines of that, something bad in China, they belong to that. And in their terms and conditions, I guess they, like you agree that they can take all your information as long as the app is running, they can go through all your stuff. They can learn your keystrokes in your phone. Mm-hmm. They can predict what you're going to type. So they can take that information. And then next time you go to like Google something, they can predict whatever they want to predict. And that's like the first thing that pops up when you're Googling something.
Okay. Yeah.
Along with a lot of other stuff. Like they can go through your photos. They can go through everything. You're giving them permission to use your phone.
Yeah. And that's, I think, kind of a pattern that I saw was you're really giving a lot of permissions that you don't realize when you download an app, and that it's not necessarily that they even have to listen to you. They can learn things about you through so many other ways. And like actually listening to you is probably the least effective way, because like they would have to have giant servers somewhere to record all of your conversations. I mean, that's a big file. It's a big audio file. And then they'd have to have somebody there that's like translating it or transcribing it all. Like,
yes.
They'd have to have a lot of people doing that. That's just pretty impractical. So as a result, it's more likely that they're going to do something like keystrokes or, you know, a picture that they can just see like, oh, there's the website logo, and maybe a computer can even do that and just see, you know, where you are or that kind of thing. It gives them so much information.
That's just so crazy to me.
Yeah.
And have you noticed when you're scrolling through Facebook and you see an ad and you like happen to linger over the ad, like you're looking at it for a while, then you start seeing that same ad popping up more and more?
I always wondered like how that kind of thing works, because I do see the same ads a lot. I don't know if it's because they're paying more than other ads, so they're just like more frequent, or like I'm really locked into their like target audience and they're like, she's checking all the boxes, we're going to show her this one all the time. Or like, yeah. I do click on them sometimes, because to be honest, sometimes I am interested in the stuff they're showing me, but then like, yeah, if I click on it, like I will see that ad every single time I go on Facebook. Yeah. So here's a fun fact. And this was weird because I never realized it until somebody pointed it out. every 5 posts on your Facebook is an ad. So go through and scroll and count them. You'll go 1, 2, 3, 4, ad. 1, 2, 3, 4, ad.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I didn't believe it. And I was like, let me try this out. And I'm like, it's true.
Wow, that is crazy. No, I didn't know that. I mean, to prep for this, I did look through my Facebook. And of course, I found like a lot of ads.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't realize it was that often.
Or like sponsored posts, I guess I should say. Not all of them look like ads. Some of them just look like a story that's, you know, shared. But then when you go up to the top to see who shared it, it's like, oh, it was sponsored. So I did also learn another thing about Facebook. And it is this product they have called the Facebook Pixel. Did you see that?
Yeah, it was okay. One of the techie things that was going over my head. So please explain.
Yeah, it kind of went over my head a little bit too, but the gist of it is that it is a piece of code that you put into the website. Like you could put it into our website even. And then it basically tracks everything that people do while they're on your website.
Mm-hmm.
So, and sends that back to Facebook. So Facebook has all of this information from like every website that has the pixel in it. And I would say that there's a good chance that most of the websites you're going to have this on there. If there's like a like button from Facebook, like, you know, sometimes they'll have an automatic underneath the picture of the article, you can click like or whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
Then that probably has Pixel. If it's a big place, like you're going to the Nike website or the Target website, probably has Pixel. So they're sending all that information back to Facebook, who then can use it to sell you ads. So even though you're not on Facebook, you're doing something elsewhere on a totally different website, they still are probably getting information about what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And it's free. I believe anybody can do it. And the perk is, as a person who's using Pixel on your own website, you get feedback from when people are clicking through like your Facebook ad and seeing what they're doing on your website. So mm-hmm. it's kind of like, that's how they convince people to put it on there, I guess. Then Facebook as the result has like huge mounds of information about everybody from this mm-hmm. Pixel thing.
I actually think that's pretty cool. Like, I'm not opposed to it, I don't think.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty cool.
I think it depends on how much you get upset about somebody watching you. I don't know how to put it.
I mean, from like the standpoint, if like I was the business, I think it'd be definitely cool to find out who's clicking on what, who's looking at a certain like product this many times and, you know, finding out that way, like what's good for your business.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that that would be a great tool if you were seeing like how many times people put this certain thing in their cart but don't pay for it. Maybe you're like, maybe it's too expensive and people aren't checking out, you know, that kind mm-hmm. of thing. That would be kind of useful.
Yeah.
Overall, I think we can conclusively say that phones aren't listening to you. I think there was a study done where they tested like 17,000 apps and not a single one of them activated the microphone or leaked any audio data.
Yes. I watched a BuzzFeed video on YouTube and it was this guy who he's like, I'm going to say a word 50 times a day, every day for a week. And it's mm-hmm. going to be a word that I've never looked up. I have no reason to look it up. And that word was crib. Like, apparently he does not want children for a long time.
Yeah.
So he said crib every day for like 50 times a day for 16 days. And it never popped up on his Facebook ads or anything. He even went as far as typing it into Google, like a Google search.
Uh-huh.
And nothing popped up. One of his friends texted him the word crib. And it still wasn't popping up. So
gotcha. So he probably just didn't have enough other boxes checked in people that would be interested in cribs to warrant them advertising or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. That's kind of, I mean, reassuring in a way.
Like in his video, he was like, at the beginning, I really wanted this to work, but ultimately I'm happy that it didn't because then it means my phone really isn't listening to me.
Yeah, it is kind of like you want that conspiracy. You like want to see it happen, but then like overall don't want it to be happening.
Although I do think it's kind of strange. Like if I say like, hey, Siri, my phone should light up.
Uh-huh.
Just to
Flashlight is off. Let me know if you want to turn.
It should light up. So like, is it like the trigger word is like, because doesn't it mean that it's always listening for that word?
Yes. And that was actually the next thing I was going to go into was I was going to ask you, okay, so phones, we kind of decided that they're not at least listening to us, although they may be sharing a lot of other information about us. But what do you think of like the Alexa and the Google Home and like smart devices? Do you think they are listening to you?
I mean, it gets a little creepy sometimes. I mean, I seen in one of the videos I watched, like I think it was Alexa, and she had like a malfunction where two people were having a conversation in a room, and that conversation was recorded by Alexa and then sent like via text to one of these people's friends. Mm. Like it was transcribed out and then sent as a text. Which is weird.
Yeah. Yay! So essentially what I gathered was they do have obviously the capability to record you because they are listening. Generally what they list, like they wait for a wake word is what they kept calling them in these articles. So that's like the Hey Google for the Google Home and then Alexa, maybe just Alexa.
Yeah.
And so, most of the time that they're just waiting for that, but they do record some audio for the purpose of, I guess, troubleshooting, you could say. So sure. Essentially, so they said that they review a small sample, less than 1% of the conversations, because the recordings help them make their products better. So basically, they take these recordings and they do have people that listen to them, but they are turned into like a totally anonymous snippet of recording. So for example, if an Amazon Echo pops open when someone says elections instead of Alexa, like they're similar words, they are like listening to that, you know, small sample size to see if they catch any of those things so that they can change their algorithm and make it better. And they do make everything anonymous. So they like strip it of all of the identifying parts, I guess, that would be attached to that so that they are just listening to like a command and what the Alexa said. They're not actually listening. And are you really having like deep conversations with your Alexa? I mean, maybe some people are, I don't know, self-help Alexa.
A majority of the people, I don't think it's like you and I need to be worried about getting listened to or whatever, because it's not like we're sitting around like planning our next like drug cartel or whatever. Like we're not doing that. So like if someone happened to record my conversation, I don't think it would be the end of the world.
No. And what they're probably going to hear is you saying something like, hey, Google, what's a recipe for lemon pie? And like the Google thinking that you said, hey, Google, what's the meaning of senpai? I don't know. Like, and so they're like trying to listen for those discrepancies and then make it better, which I mean, I don't really have a problem with them hearing me say one thing to Google and then sending it to make sure that it's, you know, the product is working. And you can opt into that, I guess. They used to have it be something that you opt out of, but after people were like, oh my God, they're recording us, they changed it to something that you opt into. So they're not going to do it default, but you can say, sure, you can take my stuff, which like I said, I don't think I'd have a problem with.
Yeah, I don't think I have a problem with it either.
Honestly, all of this stuff, I don't really have a problem with. I don't really have a problem with them targeting me for ads because, I mean, I'd rather see ads that I'm interested in than ads for like power tools that I'm probably don't care about cluttering my Facebook feed all the time.
I would agree with you.
I don't really like the screenshot thing, but I don't think that there's like the intent is different than what you think. Like, let's say I was like watching your phone and Will's phone and stuff and like taking screenshots and being like, what are they doing? Like, that's different because I have a personal connection to you and like would get something different out of it than a random person who's literally just looking to see what kind of stuff I might want to buy based on those screenshots.
Yeah.
And they maybe see some weird stuff during the day, but like at the end, they have no idea who you are as a person and they're never going to like see you.
Yeah. I think the biggest problem that I would ever have is like hackers, like hacking into my camera on my computer or on my phone.
Absolutely.
That's actually probably not that hard to do. Like if you just take the time to learn it. Mm-hmm. Anyone, I'm sure, can do it. And I think that's the creepiest thing.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't really care if, honestly, like if the FBI is listening to me, like have at it. Like I'm probably pretty boring, but I don't really want you to see me walking around in a towel or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Or, you know, watching.
Yeah, just like looking at, like, open up Snapchat and your phone's like way down by your belly button. Yeah. It's like 700 chins. Like great, great view. I'm sure you're gonna come back to my camera to hack.
Yeah. And the scary part is out of all of these things, like that's actually what I feel is the most feasible. So yeah, one thing that I thought was a little bit concerning, I guess, about the whole camera thing is that former FBI director Comey and, you know, Facebook's creator Mark Zuckerberg, they both put tape over their cameras.
So if they're worried enough, do we need to be worried enough?
Yeah, so that's kind of...
They have more to lose than you and I.
Yes, exactly. So, but yeah, I guess during some like presentation or something that Mark Zuckerberg was giving, he like showed his computer screen and people noticed that he had tape over his camera. And so people were like, oh my God, you know, does he know something's up? And then after that, FBI director, former James Comey said that he does put tape on there. He said it was a sensible thing to do. And basically, I think that probably nobody is watching you all the time, but the thing is hackers, like you said.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I don't care if an FBI agent wants to, like, look and see what I'm doing every once in a while, because I'm sure, you know, there has to be that, right?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like they probably, I mean, how many people have computers and phones and stuff? Like billions.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't really tell me that they have enough personnel that's going to be watching you all the time out of that. Yeah, like definitely. It's just not possible. I really don't think the FBI would probably even think to look to turn on your webcam or whatever unless you were suspicious in some way.
Right. Yes. So, like, if you're typing in some keywords on Google or anywhere, really.
Yeah, definitely. So,
watch you.
Yeah. But that doesn't mean that some, like, creepo hacker can't, like, pull your IP address from something and just take a look and see what you're up to, you know.
Exactly. Which, why? Why do you want to see? I mean, I get the reason they want to like find sensitive information about you, like your social or bank accounts or whatever. But like, why do you have to like look? Do you want to see your victim?
I don't know. I saw somewhere that people had seen themselves on, I guess there's websites out there for like voyeurism websites. Okay. And they'd seen like themselves on there. And that was the conclusion, was that somebody had hacked in and like watched them on the webcam and recorded it and then put it on the site. And it's just kind of like,
gummy.
That's skeezy. Yeah.
Yeah, ick.
That like makes me think of the dark web. Have you ever dove into the dark web?
I've never been on it.
No. I haven't either, but like research the dark web.
No, tell me.
I don't know. It's just a weird place. Like, it's the internet essentially, but like the other internet where you can go and find like all kinds of, I mean, you can go to a website and order a hitman or whatever. That might be an interesting topic to like look up sometime, is just like the dark web. I know how I got started on it. I'm going to make myself sound not quite as crazy. I was watching YouTube videos of people buying like mystery boxes that they bought on the dark web. So like they would buy it on the dark web. They don't know, have any idea what's in this box. They pay like $100 for it and it gets shipped to them, and then they open it. And there's just a bunch of weird ass stuff in there. Some of it's like questionable. Definitely like stuffed bears with drugs sewn into them. Like, I mean, how real is it when it's on YouTube? I don't know. But just like, or just, and some of them are just other weird stuff. Like, it'd be like if I sent one and I sent this like plastic woodpecker in it, like just weird stuff like that. And then there was other stuff that you wondered if it was like, are they disposing of crime scene evidence? Like a knife or like women's underwear and like stuff like that. Yeah. So, but anyway, that's the dark web.
Interesting. Yeah. Maybe we should do a topic on that. That'd be interesting.
Yeah. It'd be kind of, I don't know. It's just kind of a, there's a lot of stuff to it. It's just creepy, but
yeah.
But yeah. Hmm. Where were we?
Yeah, where were we? Oh, hackers, I guess.
Oh, I guess I was going to bring it around full circle and say like they could potentially sell that stuff on the dark web. Like they have images of you, or you could blackmail somebody if you knew them and you hacked into them.
Sure. I guess. Yeah. I know when I was looking into stuff, I came across this thing called like spoofing and phishing.
Okay.
Did you come across anything like that?
I did not.
Like, okay, so spoofing is just basically like an email that gets sent to you to appear as if it's been sent by someone else, like other than its actual source. So it's like that whole thing with Nigerian princes and that sort of thing, maybe.
Yeah.
Or actually at work, we got this one email sent to us. It was very strange. If I remember right, it was like this woman, she was elderly, her husband had died, and she had this large fortune of money, and she had no one to pass it down to. And she wanted our phone number or email so she could dole out this wealth to anyone who responds to her. Which seems very strange, right?
Yeah, totally not suspicious at all.
I feel like if it seems too good to be true, it's probably not true.
Yeah, I would have to agree.
Phishing, this is the act of sending an email falsely claiming to be an established, legitimate business in an attempt to deceive the unsuspecting recipient into divulging personal sensitive information such as passwords, credit cards, bank account, da 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 da. So like your bank sends you an email saying like your account's down, please send back your security answer or whatever. And then that's all it takes basically.
Yeah, I've seen, I think I've received like, I don't know, some, I feel like it was like PlayStation account or something, which, I mean, I've never owned a PlayStation, but I was like, it's possible that maybe I made an account on their website or something. But anyway, basically you click on it and they want you to like log in. But when you click on it, you notice like it's not PlayStation.com. It's like PlayStation something something.com or PlayStation.ZW. I don't know, some like weird thing.
Yeah.
And so it's like a fake website that looks like the login page, but it's actually like they're just gathering your username and password so that they can get your stuff.
Yeah.
So that would be phishing?
That would be phishing. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, if you're super concerned about stuff, like how to prevent it, and I looked into like you can get this thing called VPN.
Okay.
Have you heard of this before?
Yeah. Working from home, I have like a VPN on my computer.
Okay. Yeah.
I actually use one. I use one to like watch Netflix from like other countries. Because they get like different, they get different stuff. So I have one on my computer right now. And if I change it to like Denmark or something, then I can watch like some shows that aren't available in the United States.
Mm-hmm. I saw like a life hack on how to do that. I've never done it though. But there's this thing called like Firewall or Guardian Firewall. And it's just like a network traffic encryption. VPN basically just protects your information. So like if you're using public Wi-Fi, anyone can access your information if you're on public Wi-Fi.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that happened to me when I used like a computer in a lab in Taiwan. And then later my PayPal was like basically hacked or whatever. And they like spent like $800 of my money from PayPal on World of Warcraft characters, which was big at the time, I guess. But yeah, so
that's funny.
I learned to not ever like log into PayPal or anything like that on like a public thing, like not my own secure computer. But.
Right. Like even opening your like banking app, let's say you're at McDonald's on their Wi-Fi and you open up your banking account. That's pretty not okay. Maybe don't do that.
Maybe this is because we have like the unlimited plan now, but I pretty much always just have my wireless turned off on my phone.
Me too.
Because I hate it when you drive by somewhere and it tries to like connect you to wireless. You're like, load. Why won't you load? One of the things I did want to talk, just bring up real quick is kind of this new thing that I've been seeing on Facebook of people talking about. And it involves like those quizzes and like those things that are share your first car and your current car picture, you know, and everybody like shares that. And I think this one's probably pretty harmless, but like post your picture of your graduation, senior picture. And I've been seeing things on Facebook that say these are great ways for people to get information to common security questions for websites. So for example, like your bank, if you don't know your password, one of the most common questions they ask that you can choose from is, what was the make of your first car?
Yeah.
Like I know that's one of my security questions.
Yeah.
So if I would go on Facebook and post that, you know, now people would have my... that information.
Yeah. So true. Wow.
Or like, what was your high school mascot? And if you're posting your senior picture and you say like, oh, class of blah, 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 2004, you know, then now they have you that information or those quizzes that, you know, you take that are 30 questions long and all about you basically. So,
oh, that's such a good point. Okay, guys, even if you're quarantined and bored, don't do all the things.
Yeah, don't do every single one. I don't think that my account is set to all private, so maybe that's something I should look into, but maybe you should make it so that not so many people can see your posts if you're going to be doing that kind of stuff, taking all those quizzes. Mm-hmm. Have you ever noticed that all of those quizzes that you do on Facebook, like if you do the ones that are like, what celebrity do I look like, you know?
Yeah.
And then it always says like, give permission to this whatever, and it like tells you all the things. It's like going to take your birth date and you're this and you're that, that information.
Yeah, it's a trap.
It's a trap. Exactly.
I have noticed like I'll get sucked into like BuzzFeed quizzes, and I've noticed like the more BuzzFeed quizzes I take, the more I see, and I'm pretty sure BuzzFeed is just taking my information. Like, this girl really likes The Office, so let's give her 20 Office quizzes and then we'll just throw a bunch of marketing stuff at her for The Office.
Yeah, well, honestly, sometimes I wonder how some apps can be free. Like, how are they free apps? You know, how do they make money off of this service that they're providing, whatever it is?
Right.
And I think a lot of the time the answer is they're selling information. Like they're gathering information about you and selling it. That could be at least one way that they make money for a free service.
It all connects. And somehow all of this connects to sugar. I guarantee it.
Yes. It's marketing. Sugars, they're the best marketers out there.
It all goes back to sugar somehow, someway.
I just wanted to have like a final thought because this was another reason I think sometimes you think that you're seeing an ad that's targeted at you because your phone was listening. For example, first of all, you probably, like we said, are seeing so many ads on Facebook that you just scroll past and don't even realize. So those are all basically like misses. And then you see that one hit for like, oh, I was talking about bananas earlier and suddenly there's some banana related thing. Like that sticks in your mind. But like the other like 20 that you just didn't pay attention to.
Yeah.
You know, those don't. So it just, it's like a coincidence that makes you feel like you were being listened to. Or on the flip side, think of all the things you talk about and they don't show up on Facebook.
Like, so true. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
So true. And I mean, you just got to think too, like think of your age group, think of your race and your gender and all of that. These people are using all that information to target to you. Like.
Yeah. Even your location.
Yes. So they know. It may seem like they're listening, but it's just, you're just being marketed. Like you're not.
Would you be okay with them sharing your location? Let's say, because this is something that I have seen lately with the whole coronavirus thing. So evidently they have in development, like a type of app that would alert you if you've been in proximity to somebody who tested positive. So they're obviously tracking your location and you're not going to know who you are around, but it just like alerts you. It's something that they're trying to push out to like keep people from spreading. I don't know. Everybody's probably seen the map by now that some company put out that told how good each state was doing at like social distancing. And then you could break it down. You could even like zoom in and see counties. Like I saw our county was doing poorly at it. But I mean, that's all based on location data on your phone that they're gathering. I mean, I didn't give them permission to use that for that purpose, but yet they have. Is that okay? Since it's like trying to keep us healthy, you know, what's okay and what's not, I guess.
That is a good ethical question. I think they should have asked permission. Mm-hmm. Regardless,
I would have to agree.
I was just gonna ask you, what have been some ads you've seen on your Facebook lately? Can you justify them?
Let me just go to my Facebook and see.
Okay, while you do that, I'll just kind of list mine and I'll give my justifications. So FabFitFun has been marketing me hard. And yet, I haven't pulled the trigger on it. I'm not ready yet, even though I do want to.
I've had FabFitFun, so, and I still, like, even when I'm a customer of FabFitFun, they still market to me, so it won't stop.
Ulta Beauty, I have things in a shopping cart for there, so I know why they're marketing towards me. Skinny Fit, I think that's just a target market thing. I'm not going to buy their gross laxative shake. I don't need it. I was telling you this earlier, but like the buddy bandana, I was saying how my dog, I was taking pictures of her and I said, "You're so beautiful. You could be a dog model." And it popped up, sure enough, looking for dog models to model their bandanas. And I thought it was weird, but apparently maybe I'm just in the target market.
Yeah.
I got a dog. They know I have a dog. Here's on my Instagram. Oh, Billy Razors. Have you heard of them?
I have, yeah.
And maybe it's just because I literally nearly all my podcasts that I listen to, they have ads for Billy Razors. So I wonder, I was thinking, I'm like, maybe they know the podcast I'm listening to and maybe they know the ads that get bought or get paid to be on that podcast. And they're like, we know she listens to that one, so we should market towards her even more.
That's possible.
Oh, so Domino's.
Oh.
I was saying the other night how I did really want pizza, and then Domino's popped up, and there's no Domino's around here.
No, there's not anymore.
Okay, so, you go.
Yeah, so some of my ads, the first two were for the new Baby Yoda doll that does like talks and like raises its hand and like does the force thing. And that's probably because I saw it like earlier today and I did click on it because I was like, how much is this thing? I kind of want it. Baby Yoda's adorable. So now they're probably going to show me that like every other ad that I see. So that does make sense. And I did watch The Mandalorian and I have Googled that type of stuff. I mean, I've Googled how to crochet it and all that kind of stuff. So that makes sense. I also get a lot of like keto food ads, like keto shakes and that kind of stuff, which makes sense because I do look up a lot of recipes because we're currently trying to do the keto diet. Mm-hmm. And that kind of folds hand in hand with, I just saw a NordaTrack ad. So if you're dieting, you might be into exercise. Makes sense. I get that. I'm also like, you know, mid 30s. So you probably are needing to get up a little bit more. I do get a lot of these types of things. It used to be the website Dolls Kill. Have you ever heard of that? Like clothing?
No.
Okay. It's like kind of weird, like gothy type clothing. Okay. I'm not quite sure where they got like me, but now that I think about it, I have watched clothing hauls on YouTube and I watched some YouTube people who kind of dress that way. So I can kind of see that. But the one I'm looking at right now is called Hot Chocolate Design International. And it's like these shoes that are like platform shoes that are kind of like gothy looking. So
are you going to buy them?
Oh my God. I have to screenshot this one and show it to you. It's okay. It's like they're high heels, black unicorn pumps. So they literally have a unicorn horn and tail on them.
Cute. That'll go along with your hoof heels.
Yeah. That's why I thought of you. But yeah, I mean, honestly, I can explain most of these from the things that I do look at.
Yes.
Like I do online classes, and so they always are showing me like online schools and that kind of stuff.
I get a lot of friggin' Fabletics. Haven't really looked them up in a long time. Oh, Nintendo Switch. Okay. I've been seeing this a lot. I looked it up a few nights ago and I see the ad way too often now. Now I really, really want one. So all in all, do you think your phone is listening to you? Odds are it's probably not.
It's probably just doing everything else it possibly can to get information about you.
Yes. And if you're totally worried that your information is sensitive, I suppose look into like a VPN to protect your information.
Maybe take a reality check and think about how important you are in the scheme of the world.
I was just going to say that. Do you really think you're that important that you have to like protect everything? I mean,
I don't know. There's people that probably disagree with that statement, but oh well, I said it.
I feel like when it comes to government stuff, no, I don't think they're doing it for bad. However, there are hackers out there, so be a little more cautious about what you're doing and posting online.
Yes.
But overall, I think most of us are okay.
I think so too. So yeah, be careful of sharing your passwords and stuff like that, but if somebody really wants to listen to you talk to your Alexa about your day, they're the ones who have to sit there and listen to that. So,
okay. Well, that's all that we've got.
Tell us your weirdest story that you've ever had with a weird Facebook ad or advertising, or maybe your webcam light turned on when you were just sitting there, and tell us about it.
I'd be super interested to hear.
Absolutely. Until next time, guys, thank you for listening.
All right. Bye.
Bye.